This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of August 18th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me this week over Zoom, and you hear me say this a lot, I'm highly blessed. I'm a simple person, so that means a lot when I say that. To who I have this week, Miss Sherry Farina. Thank you for joining Mix Sunday Morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's truly an honor. I appreciate it.
What's crazy, because I always say, I ask God, who do you want on the show? And I send, you know, the Bible says to seek, ask, knock. So I do the knocking part. And you answered. And I said, okay, Lord, here you go. Okay, let's get it scheduled. And let's hear what you have this child of God share with us today. So to start it off, because I want to know, and I know all of our listeners want to know, who is Sherry Farina?
Well, I am a wife. I've been married 17 years. I'm a mom of two children. Both of them are boys, ages 12 and 8, with an abundance of energy. Were you going to say something?
No, I was going to laugh. I had four kids, I understand.
Oh, okay. Yes, four is a lot. So my oldest feels like two children sometimes with the amount of energy he has. They're both a lot of fun. And I live in the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois, and I've been in the area my whole life. Moved a number of times, but still very close to Chicago. So, and I am an independent Christian pop artist. I play the piano. I also would call myself a student because I am new to the instrument. It's been about a year, and I really love it. Also interested in the guitar, but we'll just wait and see when God opens the opportunity for that. Not sure I have time for it at this point, but I keep having this nudge, so we'll see. But anyway, I'm also a yoga instructor, which I love doing, and I serve on the worship team at my local church. Been doing that for a couple years.
I kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've probably served for about maybe over 10 years in total. So that's been one of the loves of my life. As being on a worship team. So that's a little bit about me and some of the things that I enjoy, you know, such as hobbies and whatnot, is I really love dancing. So dance fitness is one of my favorite things. I enjoy Zumba. And I love food, going out to different places, trying new things, and going out to concerts, having some one-on-one time with friends. A bit introverted. I thought I was extroverted for years, but I have learned since I've become a mom that I'm just a bit more introverted than I thought. I need that time to myself to recoup and rejuvenate. And I love biking and hiking. So those are some of my favorite things that I like to do as well.
When you do all of that, when do you have time to do anything?
I do feel very, very busy, but my goal is to work really hard Monday through Saturday, and Saturday I also mean work hard at playing with my family when there's time for that, and then Sunday I try and just rest. I mean, like lazy rest, like feet up on a table, and reflecting, journaling, going for walks, connecting with friends or family. Just, I feel like because I take that day to really, really wind down and be slow, it gives me the boost of energy that I need throughout the week. But it is very busy. I'm sure you know with kids too, there's all of those responsibilities with their activities and sports and whatnot. So it is a lot to do, but God helps.
He does, because I don't know how I do it, because I need another 24 hours every day. I really do. I can't seem to fit it all in, but I, you know, people say, how do you do it, Greg? And I say, it's by the grace of God. I ask him, Lord, give me the energy. Give me, you know, what you want me to do today, and bless me with the energy, the excitement to get it all done.
That's great. And that's such a good prayer. And I do believe the Lord is faithful and reveals to us what our priorities are. I once heard a really good sermon, and a pastor had said that there will come a point in every season where we have to shift our focus. Maybe in one season, your parenting is going to be your priority. There just has to be more energy there. Maybe it's your family, or maybe there's a huge work project you're called to, whatever it is. There's always these seasons where we have to put a little more focus. Doesn't mean that everything else isn't important, but God might just have something that we really need to focus on for a while, because we can't give everything 100%.
We can't.
At least I don't think so.
I love how you say that, because I use seasons a lot when I talk about a lot of things. So we'll come back to that. And when we come back, I'd like to hear about your journey of how God called you to sing. When did that begin? So we'll come back with that.
Sure.
With Miss Sherry Farina right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me is my special guest, Miss Sherry Farina. Sherry, we talked about your life. You opened up. You shared a lot of things with us. You shared a lot of things that you do. And I'm still trying to figure out how you get all of it done. But we're going to move on, because you're on the show because God has given you a talent. He's given you a gift. That's what I saw. And you just have a sweet spirit. You have a worshiping spirit. And I can already tell you love to worship the Lord.
I do.
So when did you know that God had called you to sing for Him?
It's a great question. I always knew that I was meant to sing throughout my life. And I gave my life to Jesus when I was 13. And then I recommitted my life to Him when I was 19. And so when the Lord was truly a priority in my life, that's when I knew that singing was not just for my enjoyment or for the sake of other people's enjoyment, right? I liked performing and whatnot, but there was this shift in my heart. Singing had a much deeper purpose. And so I started leading worship at Willow Creek Community Church in Barrington, Illinois. And like I said, there was this shift. I knew that something special had happened in my heart. I wanted to sing for Jesus, and I wanted to usher other people into His presence. So really, when I became a mindful Christian and I prioritized Him, that's when things changed for me. And I volunteered for a long time. I took a big break, honestly, as a singer, went through a season of some doubt, some insecurity, and it makes me sad to think about that. But the truth is, God never stopped chasing after me and reminding me who I was. And so when I got back involved, in the church as a worship vocalist. Once again, my heart is just ignited, the fire, the passion for singing for him. It just grew and grew and grew. And I ended up doing something called a life plan. Basically, the goal was to come up with a mission statement for my life. And without getting into all those details, that is when I realized even more so that God's really calling me in a bigger way than I thought related to music and worship. And I didn't know what it would look like, but I knew that there was something more in store for me. And it was only last year that I started writing songs, started learning the piano after there were a few people in my family life. There were three people who died in just a short period of time. It was a couple of weeks. It was very sad and very hard. And in my grief, God was really tugging on my heart, really speaking to me and wanting me to think about, what do I want in my life? What is my life supposed to be about? And I realized I really wanted to learn how to play an instrument, because I had only sung my whole life and just messed around with some instruments here and there, never really committing to it. And so that kind of began this new journey of me learning the piano and me writing songs. And it was just such a sweet time, because it's like God was giving me these baby steps, knowing where he wanted to take me. And so in that process, that is when I had a very confident calling on my life, did that life plan. And what I learned through all of this is that I really love ushering people into the presence of God. You know, I find so much joy from it. There's just nothing else in life that fills me up the same way. And I just believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm called to shepherd others into authentic worship, move them towards freedom that is found in Christ. And writing songs, playing the piano, creating music for God, this is just, it's an opportunity for me to use my gifts, to share my experiences, my love for Jesus, and all for his glory.
Well, amen. I tell you what, when we come back, let's pick one of those songs that you wrote. And because I feel a deep purpose in every one of them, and share that with us.
Sounds great.
So we'll be back with Miss Sherry Farina right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you are having a great morning, whether you're listening on the airways of Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix, or if you're listening on the podcast whenever it comes out, because I know you're listening to the podcast when the Lord has you ready to hear my guest. And I can't wait. We're in the segment now where Miss Sherry Farina will talk about one of her songs she wrote. And if you missed the interview before now, get ready, because I know there is passion in this song. I know there is purpose in this song. So, Miss Sherry, which song have you picked out to talk to us about?
I would love to talk with you and everyone about my song "Press Pause."
That's the one I just looked on YouTube, and that song is on YouTube.
Yes. Yes, so my distributor put it on there. I might have had it on my personal YouTube page as well. It is available on all the music streaming platforms like Spotify or iTunes, Amazon Music, that sort of thing.
Man, it must be nice to be popular.
It's an accomplishment.
Oh, it's just
I'm not sure it's about popularity, but
it's just on all platforms. I mean, no big deal. It's on all platforms.
Well, you know what? I'm patting myself on the back here because that was a dream that I wasn't sure would be fulfilled. I'm 41 years old, and as much as I wanted to be a recording artist, even as a kid, I just thought that that sort of thing would be so difficult to achieve. You know, it seemed unattainable, but the Lord provided, and it's this season of life for musicians is really sweet because independent artists are really flourishing, and that's because there's just all these different ways for artists that are independent like myself to get their music out there. And I'm so grateful that I found a wonderful producer who's also my friend, and I'm able to do that. But I'm happy to talk with you about Press Pause and how it came to fruition. So it's so special to me. It's really an anthem to my heart. When I started practicing and playing the piano regularly about a year ago, that's when I started writing this song. And it started just by playing some chords and hearing some melodies in my head. And then I just started writing. And what I realized is I was writing to myself about all these feelings I've had over the years with struggling to know if I was ever good enough to do something like this, if I could actually call myself a musician, call myself a professional singer, and share the stories, the experiences of my life, you know, what's on my heart with other people. And so it was really a way of encouraging myself and healing. And God really did a beautiful work in my heart. I spent about a year working on that song in segments because, like I said, this was really kind of a healing journey for me. I thought about my childhood. I always had lots of solos in school and things like that. But there's always somebody who wants to knock you down. And I was very sensitive. So I just took it to heart. You know, I just kept thinking about just the little bit of negativity that I would receive or other hardships I had in my life that maybe I felt like I needed to put more attention in those areas and put aside my dreams, my longings. And so I was thinking about those things as I would write people who lied to hurt me or insecurities that I had dealt with where I just really felt like I wasn't relying on God in the way that I should have, you know what I mean? Like his strength and his truth. And so this very vulnerable song, all these different experiences and emotions. But the chorus is about me saying, I should have just pressed pause. I say that I was out of my mind. Something was holding me back. And it's like, I can't believe looking back now that I believed these lies, these things that didn't come from the heart of God. Mm-hmm. And God was always there telling me that he loved me, telling me that I was good enough. And I just wasn't willing to receive it. You know what I mean? And so my hope is that people who listen to my song would be really encouraged because as the song moves on and I move into the bridge, I am talking about enough is enough, right? I'm going to listen to my heart. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to pursue what matters to me and what I believe God is calling me to do, regardless of the outcome. Because if God is asking us to do something, we have to chase after it. And he is just, he's going to take us where he wants us to go. And there's nothing more that we could ask for. He's going to hold on to us the whole journey. And so that is what I'm talking about in the song. And then removing the, like, I shouldn't say removing, overcoming that fear, overcoming doubt, the insecurity, and trusting that God always had a good plan.
Amen. Well, you have to go check that out. Like I said, you can check it out on all platforms. And when we come back, I think you're going to intro a song for us, and we're going to play it right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right. We'll be back with Miss Sherry Farina right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. My special guest this week, Miss Sherry Farina. Sherry, a great interview. You are super. You're outstanding. You're a superstar professional.
You are so kind. Thank you.
Well, I threw a little curveball in this segment because this was going to be the segment where you introed your song. But as I told you off air, I just feel like there's so much in your life. And probably some things we didn't hear, which is absolutely fine. But in it, you said God always kept you close. And when God keeps you close, he grounds you in his word. And so what, was there a verse or verses that you kind of clung to? And I know those verses come, and this is the cool part about what you said earlier. In seasons of life, it seems like parts of the Bible stick to us at different seasons of life. But
so true.
What verse or verses would you like to share with us?
Sure. So I would tell you that Jeremiah 29:11 has been very impactful over the years, so much so that actually my oldest son, Ethan, his middle name is Jeremiah because that's the honor I wanted to bring to that scripture.
Awesome.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." If I'm honest, I really had some really tough times in my childhood, as well as in my teenage years and a little bit in my early 20s. And when I learned of this verse in particular, I clung to it. I held on to it as though it was my security blanket, because when you're in so much pain and when you're struggling to know that there's good out there because things just seem so crushing in your life. And I think all of us can relate to, I'm going to use the word seasons again, having a season where things just feel that bad, for lack of a better word, just that bad, that hard. I could just remind myself, hey, God says right here in the Bible that he has a plan for me, and it is for good. It's not for harm. He has a future in mind for me. So holding on to that truth always helped me pull myself out of darkness and find joy in the midst of pain and suffering, find hope, seeing goodness, and having that light from that verse was also really impactful for those around me. The people who knew what I was going through, they saw something different in me. You know, people who believed in Jesus and people who didn't. It was very evident that God was in my heart. So I definitely would say that is my life verse. That's the verse that I have loved the most. And even now, my life is there's so much more ease in my life now. But even so, I still want to remember that truth, right? When mm-hmm. when things are hard, or when I just don't know what's coming next, even in times where maybe I'm in a joyful season, but I just don't know what's next. Maybe I'm just overwhelmed. It's like, you know what? God's plan is beyond my thinking, and His will is beyond what I can even imagine, and He is sovereign. So I love that verse. And I will share one more quickly, which I know is a favorite verse to many believers, but John 3:16, which is, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." I mean, it really doesn't get better than that, right? That verse is, that is the hope of the world, that we all have eternity through the blood of Jesus, and that we can grasp that His love is that big, that He died for us. So that is also something that, it's like when you can really grasp how big God's redemption is, you know, how much of the sinner we really are, it's like then we really get how big God's love and grace and forgiveness is. And that verse makes me think about that. So those are my two.
Well, amen. Thank you. I really appreciate you sharing those with us. And I know that both the verses are going to touch somebody that's listening.
I hope so.
Because like you said, the second is a very popular verse, but it's as simple as our relationship with God is. It's that mm-hmm. simple. People overcomplicate it. It's not complicated. He wants you. He needs you. And as you said, you know, people think, Jeremiah says, plans to prosper. People think money, and no, it's not. Mm-mm. Because if you know the real peace of God, you know what that means. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have that peace, man, it's tough. You know, God blesses us with that prosperity of love, of peace, of His forgiveness, and we could go on and on and on. But thank you for sharing that with us.
You are most welcome. And while you were speaking just now, I just kept thinking about that Bible verse, "Peace that passes human understanding." I just am in complete agreement with you. God can give us that.
And all we got to do is what? All we got to do is ask for it. It's that easy.
Right.
All we got to do is ask for it.
So good.
Well, all right, I'm excited because now in the next segment, we're going to come back and you are going to intro your new song, correct?
That's right.
Can we get a sneak snippet? What's the name of the song?
Sure. It's called "No Going Back, Show the Way."
All right. We'll be back for you to intro that song right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Can't wait.
It's Miss Sherry Farina, and we will be right back on Mix Sunday Morning.
I am so excited to share my newest release with you. "No Going Back, Show the Way" is a song I wrote about temptation and overcoming it by seeking God's help. The plea of the song was inspired by 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." God is so good. He promises to show us the way to our escape. And that is what my song is about. So here's my new song. I hope you love it and find it encouraging.
The right place. booked the wrong time. I was not in right frame of mind. Shiny and new, cup of surprise. Was it my heart or maybe my eyes?
That's Sherry Farina, No Going Back, Show the Way, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and what a show. I hope you have been as blessed as I've been. I hope that somewhere, something that was said in this show that will help you in your life. Because God puts us together. He works in each one of us to help each other. And today, my very special guest, Miss Sherry Farina, has shared some things that I know have touched you. So Sherry, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
I would love that. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you again, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord. I thank you for Miss Sherry. God, I ask that you will protect her, Lord. God, I ask that you will bless her as a wife. I ask that you will bless her as a mother. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will bless her husband. God, that you will just wrap your arms around that family. And Lord, that Satan will just not be able, he won't even be able to knock on the door, Lord, that you will keep him away.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, in Sherry's life, in her singing, God. I ask you to just fill her with your spirit. Lord, to send her places that she would never think. To expand her horizons beyond, Heavenly Father. I ask you to send guardian angels to protect her and her family. To send the legions of angels. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to be with her on every step of her life and bless each one of those. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. What a beautiful prayer.
Well, thank you for, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show. And I'm really excited because now I kind of shared a little bit on the show. We have another Rock the Flock artist, and I don't think I have one from the Chicago area. I mean, it's all over the country, but I don't have one from the Chicago area. So now you've been introduced to Miss Sherry Farina. You've listened to her music. Miss Sherry, how can people, I love saying this, follow you, but not follow you? But how can they connect with you so you can show them who to follow?
I love that. I love how you worded that. Well, if anyone would like to listen to my music, which I would absolutely appreciate, my music is available on all the major music streaming services, such as Spotify or Amazon Music, iTunes. So you can look me up. My name is spelled C-H-E-R-I. And F like Frank, A-R-I, and like Nancy, A, Farina is my last name. So you can also look me up on Instagram. That is a great way to connect with me. My username is my full name, but with my middle initial L. So Sherry L. Farina. And I'm happy to message back. And you can also email me if you would like to do that. It's my name, Sherry, period, Farina, period, music at gmail.com.
And we'll get all that posted. I'll put a post about the show so people can see all that. So I'll need I have some homework for you. You'll have to send me a picture that you would like to, that I can use to promote the show. And I'll have all your information, and I'll put all of that on there so people will know where to go to continue to be blessed to hear you, to hear your music, to hear whatever you share. So I thank you for taking the stand for the Lord. I really appreciate you being a godly wife and a godly mother, because that's something. And when you have a godly wife and a godly husband, that's just a tag team championship that can't be built or, you know, it's special. And it's the one thing that Satan wants to destroy. So, as I said in my prayer, keep it strong. And I know you will. Take that stand for your kids. I know you will. And I look forward to seeing where God takes you in your music.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Greg. It's been an honor and a huge blessing to be here. I'm very touched by your kind words. Thank you so much.
Well, I hope I served you well. And
indeed.
Well, you were a great, great interview, but more than that, you're an amazing child of God. So you just go out, like I call a superstar, you go out and be that superstar. And a superstar is what I call, it's anybody that goes out and shines for the Lord. So just keep doing that in all your steps. And I hope the Lord continues, as I prayed, to continue to bless each and every one of your steps.
Thank you, Greg. And I hope and pray the same things for you. You too are an awesome child of God.
Well, you have an amazing day. Get back to your boys, because I know you almost have a teenager, you know, and I know what they're like. So
the tweens.
Yes. Get back to them, and you just have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you again.
All right. And you'll be hearing more of Miss Sherry Farina on Rock the Flock Radio. So that'll be coming up. I'll keep you posted about that. But again, thank you. And we'll get all the information out on how to get in contact with Miss Sherry. So Miss Sherry Farina on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.